So the Mishnah tells us, Mo v'lo para ke'ilu lo mao. When you do mila and not priya, so the simple pshat is you don't get anything. Someone says maybe you get something, but you're not a full kiyama mitzvah. So we learn pshuto, Mo v'lo para ke'ilu lo mao. It's like you have nothing done. So originally, from the time of Avram Avinu, we had the mitzvah of mila. This didn't tell mila. But by Yoshua, by the Jewish people, it says, Imolo, he says, we're going to do a second circumcision. What do you mean a second circumcision? Like the Jews before the Karban Pesach got a circumcision. Sheva Levi, based on Shomer Pesach Hashem, it was a case where you weren't, where it was a risk, but the risk was low enough that it depends on the individual. So they, Sheva Levi did it in the Midbar, the rest of Klal Yisrael didn't. So now they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, so they all needed mila. That's Imo Lishenith. However, Tosis, as it's pointed out, no, it's telling me originally it was only mila, and now Yoshua added Priya. I wouldn't mean Yoshua added Priya. It's his Navi Shaker, we'll kill him. No. It's a Lacha Moshe Misinai. Yoshua was told by Moshe that when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you're going to do Mitzitza. You're going to do Priya. So that's clear. Mila and Priya are the two parts of the circumcision. The question was, where does Mitzitza fit in? So from the simple reading of the Gemara, Mitzitza seems to be, it's a health issue. That in order to suck out the blood, in order to take the sakana away from the child. So the original reason for Mitzitza was to avoid sakana. Some might argue today by doing Mitzitza, you're endangering the child. But we'll put that on the side for a moment. So that's the Mitzitza. So the question is, Mitzitza part of the mitzvah? Even if I do, it doesn't say Mo Vapara and I didn't do Mitzitza, I'm not Yotzi. It seems to be that Mitzitza has nothing to do with the Bris Mila, meaning the inherent. And the Maram Shik, who was a big Talmud of the Chasim Sofer, the Hungarians, they claim it's a halachah l'moshe misinai, that you have to do mitzitza. So that's a major debate. The Teferis Yisrael, who writes on the Mishnayos, so he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, etc. And he writes, he clears the question whether one needs mitzitza bismana. So the whole purpose of mitzitza is because of health issues. Today we have even more, but during his day, we had medicine, we had things to give to make the baby healthy, antibiotics, whatever it might be, and therefore there's no need to do mitzitza at all today. So as they say, as Rav Shakta likes saying over, in Chassidus Yeshivas, you won't find the Teferis Yisrael. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what he says. Because why? Because he wrote no longer mitzitza. And the Chassidim are very big on mitzitza, not only mitzitza, but they're big on mitzitza be'peh. So, number one, Teferis Yisrael said, there's no need for mitzitza at all. And then there's a further debate. Even if you assume there is, l'hanacha, you need mitzitza, then could you do it be'kli, or you need it be'peh? So they want to claim that the Chasim Sofer said, you don't need it be'peh. He definitely said it. The question is, was he just giving a horasha to these people, or he was saying that's halacha? And then the Maharam Shik said, no way, it's halacha Moshe Misinai, and that's it. So it's a debate whether you need mitzitza at all today. If the whole purpose is for health reasons, maybe you could argue you don't need it at all. And if you are going to do it, whether you do it b'kli or b'peh. So Rav Moshe Tenler feels very strong about no mitzitza b'peh. So that's a good thing because you're endangering the person. But there's a question Rav Tenler raises and others. What about, so there's one issue doing mitzitza at all, even during the week, because you're being chova b'chaveiro. You're causing harm to the child. If there's no mitzvah or inyan, then you're causing harm. And we're talking about mitzitza on Shabbos, we're talking about chilul Shabbos. You're sucking out the blood. So the question is, so bizman hazeh, Are we allowed to do, well, the meaning is we do mitzitzah, we do mitzitzah during the week, and we do it on Shabbos. So we do it during the week. So how do we do it during the week, and how do we do it on Shabbos? So the passage, or passages, or not the passage, the passage is why we do it, whether it's correct or not, one could debate. But there's a Mishkan as Yaakov, quoting from the Zohar, there are really three parts to the Brit Milah. Mila, Priya, and a tough is Dam. You have to take out blood. That's why every couple of years you have a big issue with all the clamps that come out. That in theory, which is debatable, that if your clamp had no blood, so then they claim you're not Yotz. It's not even clear that we pass things like this, Mishkanus Yaakov, but let's assume, let's take them at face value. So all you need is a mashu. Any blood that comes out would be enough. So most clamps they use today, if not all, that it's pretty hard that no blood at all comes out. So if any blood comes out at all, you still yotze. So however, let's say you yotze with the tov is done with the masho. So if you do mitzitza, there'd be a lot more blood. So the poskim say that there's no problem. As long as if it's still part of the haskolah, if you're doing the mitzitza, even though you're taking more than a masho. But if we're going to assume mitzitza is now, if you're talking hatav is dam, it's part of the mitzvah, so since you could take a mashu, it's all considered like it's part of the original taking, and therefore it'd be mutter. So even though it's a major issue, but the simple reading is mal v'lo parek y'lo mal. Mitzitza, pashtus, is only a health issue, hence the Pharisees all says, therefore there's no need to do it at all. However, no reputable mode would not do mitzitza at all. The shaila is mitzitza bepeh mitzitza bekli. And then the question is, what about if you assume there's no mitzitza at all, no mitzvah at all, there's no inyan, so then you can't do it during the week, you can't do it on Shabbos. Because either machal Shabbos is causing harm. But let's assume, so what's the assumption we do? You're allowed to do it on Shabbos and during the week. Because we assume, like the Mishnah Yaakov said, is the third part, Hatav is Dam. So since you're taking blood, so once you're taking some blood, we consider the whole process, and therefore you could do mitzitza. So that's the working assumption, that mitzitza is part of the third aspect of Mila, Hatav is Dam. And that's why you're allowed to do mitzitza during the week, and mitzitza on Shabbos.